not enough to have super majorities. But anyway, tonight I wanted to talk to Dan Sullivan, Nurse Dan, he calls himself. And he's a one of the two Republican candidates for Congress in Massachusetts. He's running against Bill Keating, who's a longtime incumbent, and he's been on a public payroll for most of his adult life. And he's 72 years old now, Bill Keating. And Nurse Dan is running against him. It's the Cape and Islands District. Nurse Dan, welcome to the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howard, thank you very much for inviting me. Just a quick correction. The district is the South Shore, the Cape and the Islands, and the South Coast from Wareham to Westport. Howie, I read your article in the Herald this morning, and I mostly agree with it. The one part I do take some note to is what your previous guest said, and that is anything is possible. I believe in miracles, and I believe that I do have a shot to take down Keating. But that being said, Howie, my theme of my campaign since the day that I pulled papers was twofold. One, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the second one is, how's single-party rule working for you? And time again, the voters are telling me, not so good.
That was the point of my column today, Dan, Nurse Dan, is just that, you know, just if you, you know, everybody wants to get out and vote in the presidential election, but you got to go down ballot as well, because it's just, this is a disaster what's happened in Massachusetts with a one-party rule.
Look, Howard, let's state the obvious. 100% of our congressional delegation is Democrat. 100% of our statewide leadership is Democrat. 90% of the state legislature is Democrat. And in your article, you point out that most of the races down ballot, they're unopposed. And we have 9 congressional districts, Howie. 7 out of the 9, the Democrats face no opposition. So I'd ask your audience, does that sound like a healthy democracy? Does that sound like something that's going to lead to a vibrant commonwealth? You know what?
No,
when you don't
obviously.
Have choice, you don't have democracy.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, we talk about Bill Keating. I mean, he's been there forever. He said nasty things about the Massachusetts National Guard when they were sent down to D.C. in 2021. He's never around Massachusetts, like almost all of them. Very few of them are ever seen. Forget the district. They're seldom seen in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Dan.
Howie, Bill Keaton is like an absentee landlord. The absentee landlord shows up at the end of every month to collect his rent. Well, Bill Keaton shows up every 2 years to collect your vote. Otherwise, he's MIA. And if you look at his Twitter feed, Howie, he spent the last 3.5 years cavorting around Europe, banging his war drums and drumming up support for the war in Ukraine. He and I had a candidate forum a couple weeks ago in Falmouth, and he said this aloud, which shocked me. He said that peace is surrender, and we will not surrender under any circumstances. This guy is not only out of
touch. Are we Ukrainians?
Well, according to Bill Keaton, Zelensky is the tip of the spear of democracy. This is a guy who canceled his presidential elections. He banned all political opposition. He outlawed the oldest and biggest church in Ukraine. And look, I understand we have to stop Russian aggression wherever it occurs. I get that. But let me tell you, Zelensky is not a fan of democracy. He sounds more like an autocrat than a small D Democrat.
So I said, I hope you got a debate coming up, a radio debate on Tuesday night against Keating. I hope you ask him about his pension. That drives people crazy when they hear what kind of pension he's getting from the state. In addition to his $175,000 congressional salary, how much does he make from the state?
His base wage is $179,000. But one of the things I will ask Bill Keating about is two things. One is, when he was a junior congressman, when he was accepting max political donations from the disgraced CEO of Steward Healthcare, was that promoting health care for everybody. And the second thing, Howie, is that when Bill was the Norfolk County DA, the person who was helping him prosecute drug arrests was none other than Annie Dukin, who phonied 20,000 drug tests that led to 20,000 wrongful convictions. So Bill likes to talk about promoting democracy and promoting the rule of law. Is that his idea of rule of law, is prosecuting and convicting 20,000 innocent people? And then when the truth came to light, where was Bill? Again, MIA, nowhere to be seen or heard.
And he's close friends with Meatball Morrissey, as the texters are pointing out. We discussed that yesterday. What's his connection to Meatball Morrissey, who's trying to frame Karen Reed and who broomed the murder of Sandra Birchmore and let it slide as a suicide? What's his relationship to Meatball?
Howie, here's the thing. In the last 50 years, there's only been three district attorneys in Norfolk County. All three out of Quincy: Bill Delahunt, Bill Keaton, and Meatball Morrissey. And when Meatball Morrissey won his seat as district attorney, who did he credit for, and I quote him, "Everything I learned from Bill Keaton." Bill Keaton wrote the book that Meatball Morrissey is now playing by. And you look at what's going on in Norfolk County, as you mentioned, between the cover-up of the Sandra Birchmore homicide, the framing of Karen Reed, and there's other irregularities that the feds are investigating. And guess what? Meatball Morrissey is the pupil of Bill Keaton, and he's been completely silent on the issue.
Yeah, so he's had nothing to say about the fact that it looks like they're going to try Karen Reed for a murder that she's already been acquitted of. I mean, he doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about that they're persecuting people in Norfolk County for exercising their First Amendment rights of freedom of speech. He just sat by as they covered up the Sandra Birchmore case, a pregnant woman allegedly murdered by a cop that had groomed her since she was 15 years old. They called it a suicide, and the feds just indicted the crooked cop, the murderous cop.
Howie, prosecutors, their job is to seek justice on behalf of the people, not to secure convictions. And that duty to seek justice is before, during, and after the trial, the prosecution. So Bill Keaton, as an attorney at law, is still obligated to seek justice. He never sought justice in those 20,000 rigged convictions.
With the state police chemist, Annie Dukin.
Annie Dukin, yep. And now we look at what's going on in Norfolk County. And somewhere there, Meatball Morrissey was taught by the master, and the master is Bill Keaton. And Bill Keaton is no friend of democracy, and he's no friend of the rule of law.
We're talking to Dan Sullivan. He's the Republican candidate against Bill Keaton, the long-term incumbent, age 72. He has a $115,000 state pension as DA, in addition to his $179,000 salary as a congressman. So, Nurse Dan, we don't have much time left. Tell us about your background.
So, Howie, I career changed. I became a nurse 8 years ago. I wanted to do something very meaningful to help people. You know, nursing is a unique position where you get to help people when they're in most of the time in their greatest need. And I have to tell you, our country is sick. We have a lot of sick people out there, and there's a hidden illness, and that is mental illness. I'm now working in one of the correctional facilities, and I'm working with so many young men who are really sick. And drug addiction is a major problem. And so when I hear people like Bill Keaton say, oh, they care about fentanyl deaths, how can you reconcile a wide open southern border and then say, in good faith and good conscience, I care about fentanyl deaths? They're completely incompatible. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, and I see it every day on the job, and it's so destructive. And so I'm running, Howie, I'm running because I want to restore some balance of power in our government and common sense to our governance. And look, I'm under no illusion, you know, but you know what? Like Teddy Roosevelt said, you need to have the man in the arena. So I'm in the arena. You know, I'm taking on, I'm doing it, my eyes wide open, just like you are, Howie, on the radio. You're taking all the slings and arrows, and guess what? I'm doing the same thing. But one-party rule has never benefited the majority. It only benefits a few.
Amen to that. So if people want to get involved in your campaign or just at least check you out, where do they go, Dan Sullivan?
Sure. Go to nursedanforcongress.org. That's nursedanforcongress.org.
All right. And the debate is Tuesday night, and it's on, I think, WATD radio, correct?
Sure. And we're going to have an hour, so I trust that we'll be able to get into some real substantive discussion about Keaton's flip-flopping like the Democrat nominee Kamala Harris has been doing.
Yeah. Ask him about Meatball Morrissey, too, if you can. That resonates in Massachusetts right now. Thank you, Nurse Dan. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's Howie Carr.
Speaking of people who've been around too long in D.C., Mr. Frosty, Senator Ed Markey, announced this afternoon he will be seeking a third term as a U.S. Senator. When I heard that he was going down to Taunton tomorrow to campaign for Kelly Dooner's opponent for the state Senate, I just assumed that he was running. I mean, there's no possible way he would be leaving his gated community in Chevy Chase to come up to Taunton on a Saturday afternoon unless he was running for re-election. I mean, he's been in there since Gerald Ford was president. When he was elected in a landslide to fill the seat of Torby McDonald, who died, a classmate of JFK's at Harvard. I think he got a whopping 17% of the vote. There was like an 8-way race. He's landslide Eddie Markey. And that's all he needed. He hasn't looked back. He's a man of the institution. He should be institutionalized. I guess you could say he is institutionalized. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You didn't know this, but did you know that there is an organization of trans illegal alien hookers? This is why I read the New York Post every morning. Sex work rally versus Queens raids, because Roosevelt Boulevard in Queens has been taken over by all these illegal alien crime syndicates. You know, some of them are shoplifting, some of them are selling sex, whatever. About three dozen people who identified themselves as sex workers and illegal vendors rallied this week along Queens' seedy Market of Sweethearts, calling on cops to turn down the heat so they can make a living. These are illegal alien criminals are having a demonstration in the largest city in the United States of America, telling the cops to lay off them. Quote, this so-called quality of life operation targets sex workers, street vendors, and migrant communities who live in this neighborhood. That's a quote. Said Maxima Rodas, who heads the Trans Immigrant Project, Make the Road New York. This is a racist and anti-immigrant attack on our communities. It's anti-immigrant and it's racist to want to stop crime in the neighborhood by illegal aliens on welfare. Okay, I got it. 844-500-4242, 42. What a country that we live in. I want to hear, remember Special Counsel Robert Hur, the guy who investigated Biden? And he said Biden, yes, he committed crimes, but they couldn't make an arrest because he's senile, basically. That's what he said. He said he would come across as a forgetful old man. But what he meant was he had dementia, because he does have dementia. So this is what Biden said today. Cut 20.
And to the Gila Indian River community, the Gila, nothing wrong with me.
Nothing wrong with you? Are you listening, Special Counsel Robert Hur? He says there's nothing wrong with him. I think this means that you can go before the grand jury and ask them to indict him for misuse of all those documents. Nothing wrong with me. And he also talked about Senator Mark Kelly's wife. Cut 21.
Thank you to Senator Mark Kelly, a great friend who also was married to an incredible woman who was my friend. Please have a seat, by the way.
Was my friend? She's still alive. Are you dead? I'm Howie Carr.